in our packets. I see you with the stack. I just want to make sure, because Brent is on the phone, and so if we need to get that to her electronically.
Brent's on the phone, okay. I do need to get something to her electronically.
Okay.
You're working on the meeting.
Can I ask Heather to send it to her?
Oh, where's Heather? Yeah.
Well, or I can send it to her.
Yeah, up to her. It's just the front and back of one page.
Can I get a motion from one of my committee members to approve those minutes?
I'll make that motion.
David makes the motion.
I'll second.
Paula seconds. Any discussion? Brent? No. All in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign, motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, at that last meeting, we decided as a group that we need to move forward with a facilitated discussion. And so on our agenda today is a process of how to work forward with, you know, what does a scope of work look like and how to get a facilitator to do the interviews and work toward our principals meeting. So, Hans, are you going to share that process of, you sent
yeah,
out information on
I did.
The state contract
right.
master list and
right. I sent out the list of those that are on the master contract now. And then also what I was interpreting as kind of a draft, the elements that would be in a scope of work, just conceptually what I'm thinking that it's going to take in terms of facilitating the meeting and then also having the availability to use that person for a couple of follow-up meetings that I assume are going to be necessary. And so I can walk through the overall process, procurement side of things, just so we are all on the same page with the timeline that would be required.
And so those are the sheets that are actually stapled to your or stapled to my minutes. They came as a separate email from Hans.
And I have copies.
And I think those
well.
It starts with 101 background and then goes through this.
Okay.
Brent, did you hear that? That's what we were looking at, the scope of work documents that Hans had sent out.
Thank you. I have the materials that Han sent, but I'm not sure that I have other materials that you might be looking
the
at.
The scope of work document came as a second email from Hans, I think just shortly after the first set that said background materials.
Yes, I have scope. That one.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's what we're
yeah.
Working through. So.
Okay, thank you.
And so what I try to do is give a little bit of the context and the background. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. And then what I wanted to talk about was, and really have most of the discussion, was about the description and the steps or the tasks that the facilitator is going to need to do for this work. And I can just walk through those real quickly. So the first one is conducting approximately, and this is a best guess, 25 to 30 pre-meeting interviews with representatives from the 9 caucuses and principals to gain perspectives on what's working, what isn't working in the AMP process, and the recommendations for improvement. And I don't, and again, that number is really just a guess. It could be, I could see it being more than that. I could I think that's probably a minimum, is what we're looking at.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so that's the first one. And then second one is that the facilitator will undertake and complete background research, including interviews from the original participants of the TFW agreement and or forest and fish agreement where possible. And one of the reasons that this really jumped out at me as being important was some of the public testimony that we had at the last meeting from Jim Peters, talking, you know, walking through the original TFW agreement from 1987, listening to some of the names and thinking about that. I think it's important to look at where we started. So I think that's a necessary task. And then the facilitator will need to summarize in writing the findings from the interviews and research. And of course, there's going to be some confidential discussions and comments that we would not want to be written down. But in terms of just things that could be shared amongst the group, I think that would be really beneficial. And so we'd have to specify on the confidentiality, because that would be counterproductive to ask people to be open and honest and then document what they say. So that would need a little bit of detail, I think, there. And then the facilitator will meet with the board subcommittee and present the summary and findings from the interviews, the ones, of course, that aren't confidential, so that this subcommittee is aware of, you know, what the perspectives are, to make sure that we're cognizant moving forward to make this meeting with the principals as successful as possible. And then the facilitator will schedule, create an agenda in consultation with the subcommittee, work with DNR staff to arrange logistics, and facilitate up to 3 meetings with caucus principals during the biennium. And so we talked a lot about the first meeting, but I think it's necessary to have a second meeting to see how well, you know, how the outcomes of the first meeting went, to make sure that we're on track. And then, assuming that for budget discussions as a placeholder going into the next biennium, there's a number of issues related to the budget and some, the fund shift and some other things that have happened. And so the principals are going to need to be engaged in the discussion about the budget at some point too. So I thought if this facilitator is successful in building the trust and, you know, getting up to speed and getting to have a good knowledge and working relationship with the different caucuses, it would make sense that we would want to use a facilitator for that purpose as well. Presuming everything works as intended. And then the facilitator would be responsible for capturing notes at all the meetings and creating written minutes to be reviewed and approved and eventually posted for the public. And the purpose here is, because of the nature of the meeting and the discussion, I think it's beneficial for the facilitator or the note taker to be from a neutral party in terms of interpretation and capturing what was said. I think that's an important piece of this. And then I think one important thing for the facilitator to do is to identify metrics that we can use to evaluate what that successful recommitment to TFW and the AMP looks like. I'd look to a professional to come up with what those metrics would look like and present that to the subcommittee, so that we have an idea of how we're going to measure this a successful outcome. And then this table one is really just walking through those steps, and there's blanks here for the due date, hours, and cost, because we need to figure out what, you know, the rate is going to be, and discuss what the number of hours would be to calculate what the cost is going to be. And so I left that blank, but that's a kind of a structure that we can use to view how the facilitation contract would be run, how it's, you know, what the costs are, and so forth. And then having a realistic expectation for deliverables and due dates that we're all on board with, I think is important. So, and that will kind of go into the next part of the discussion, but.
Let's pause at that point. I'd like to get a little bit of feedback from committee members on, within those 6 items. I think Hans posed a number of questions, such as, is 25 to 30 interviews going to be enough? Because it will affect what we are budgeting for. So in the terms of, you know, and I think, Jeff, you actually said that in a process with a good facilitator, there would probably be initial interviews and it would probably spawn additional contacts and necessary interviews. You know, so if we see that happening, you know, in the estimation of this group, are we going to be within a 25 to 30 interview?
I think it's kind of a low number for a process like this. There's a lot of people that participate in some way or another or are affected by it, and I think that we would get a better product if more perspectives were gathered, so maybe it would be 50. Does that sound like a good high enough number, or?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking, well, how many caucuses do we have? So you kind of start with those principles, you know, and if you're forest industry, how many companies and company leaders would you be talking to in that? And, you know, again, like I said at the last meeting, what comes out of that? Where they say